Praise his name. So good to be back in the house of the Lord. Amen. Let's all stand, if you would, with me. Amen. Let's just bow our heads. We open the service. Father, Lord, we're truly appreciative. Lord, your goodness and your grace in our lives. Father, there isn't enough time in this life and in time itself to thank you for all your goodness. Lord, to express how wonderful you are. Lord, it just goes beyond man's capabilities and Lord, the words that we have. But we do want to say thank you for all you've done. Lord, I pray that you would just bless everyone that's gathered here this morning. Lord, our individual needs, our individual walks, Lord, you know what we have need of. You know where we're at in our life. Lord, I pray that this day would be special to everyone. Lord, touch every heart, fill every soul, Lord. Just have your way, everything, Lord. Just bless us now. Keep us and guide us, Lord. May your will be done in every phase of the service that would give you the glory and honor and the praise. In your precious, precious name, Lord Jesus Christ, we thank you. Amen. Praise his name. He's truly wonderful to us. Amen. You may be seated if you'd like. I'd like to turn our big books with me, if you would. Page 589. I'd like to sing this song. Amen. I can't walk without him. Don't want to try. Hallelujah. Amen. I thought number one would surely be me. I thought I could be what I wanted to be. I thought I could build on life's sinking sand, but I can't even walk without you holding my hand. I can't even walk without you holding my hand. The mountains too high and the valleys too wide. Down on my knees I learn to stand, but I can't even walk without you holding my hand. I thought I had done a lot on my own. I thought I but I can't even walk without you holding my hand. I can't even walk without you holding my hand. The mountains too high and the valley too wide.
holding my hand.
Amen. Is that the way you feel in your heart, Saints? Can't walk, not a step. Hallelujah. Page 170. Amen. Where could I go? Amen. Hallelujah. Living below in this old sinful world, hardly a comfort can afford. Striving alone to face temptation so, oh, page 45, sing a little over there, leaning on the everlasting arm. Truly, he's always there for us, saints. Amen, no matter where we're at.
What a fellowship, what a joy divine, leaning on the everlasting arm. Oh, what a blessedness, what a everlasting arm. Oh, and I'm leaning. Oh, hallelujah. Oh, I'm leaning safe and secure from all alarm. Oh, and I'm leaning. the everlasting arm. What have I to dread? What have I to fear? Leaning on the everlasting arm, I have blessed peace, oh, with my Lord so near. Amen. Have you found that to be so? Hallelujah. Oh, I'm leaning. Yes, I'm leaning. Oh, safe and secure from all along. What have I to dread? What have I to fear? Leaning on the everlasting heart, I have blessed peace with my Lord so near. Leaning on the everlasting, oh God, well, I'm leaning. Yes, I'm leaning. Safe and secure from all along. Well, I'm leaning. Yes, I'm leaning. Leaning on the everlasting arm.
Amen. All saints, what have I to dread in this life? Satan's constantly throwing things at us, trying to stumble us. People around us we thought we loved leave us. Don't matter. When you got Jesus, he's always there. He's always safe and secure. Lean on his arm. Amen. He'll never leave you nor forsake you. What promises. Hallelujah. Brother Luke, would you like to come up for the offering? Amen. Feeling so much better. Amen.
Feeling so much better, talking about this good old way. Feeling so much better, talking about the Lord. So let's go on, let's go on, talking about this good old way. Let's go on, talking about the Lord. Oh, feeling so much better, talking about this good old way. Feeling so much better, talking about the Lord. Oh, so let's go on, talking about this good old way. Let's go on.
Nothing better to talk about, is there? Hallelujah. How many have something on your heart? Need, request? It don't matter how big, how small. He knows what it is, buddy. Hallelujah. Amen. Let's bow our head. Brother Philip, would you like to take the request?
Gracious Lord, we just come to the privilege to once again be able to gather together here in a little house of worship, Lord, that we might gather together and worship
yes,
you in spirit
Jesus.
And truth, dear God. And that we might gather together here, that we might draw closer to you, Lord, and our lives would be more dedicated and consecrated unto you. And we pray today, Father, as we've gathered here, that each and every one of us, Lord, that my God, we bring our needs unto you today, Lord, that we trust in you, Lord, more and more. My God, as we see the day approaching, Lord, and the way everything's taking place, Lord, I believe with all my heart, Lord, that we're going to have to learn to trust in you.
Oh,
Lord. My God, as this life here on this earth draws to a close, Lord, and your coming draws nearer. Pray, might be able to feed upon the Lord and receive nourishment from us. We pray, Father, I ask these things now in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. We pray. Amen.
Amen. All saints. He says, trust him, try him. Amen. He knows what your heart is. Believe him. Go before him, believe him. Amen. You may be seated. Hallelujah. Praise his name. Would you have a salt this morning, Karen? As you come.
By the renewing of my mind, I will be transformed. Till the old person you used to see, you'll see no more.
You'll see no more.
Till every action, each word I speak, completely changes and Christ is seen. By the renewing of my mind, I'll be transformed. Every morning take up my cross, deny myself, count my life as lost. For I'm just an empty vessel for Christ to live. And all day long keep that word on my mind. Thy will be done, dear Lord, not mine. For I am dead, I'm just a living sacrifice. If I'm young, old, or middle-aged, what am I willing to give in exchange? Can I deny, crucify, put my own self down in the grave? Till everything that resembles me, my very own name, my personality, is completely gone, and the life of Christ is all that's seen. By the renewing of my mind, I will be transformed. Till the old person you used to see, you'll see no more.
You'll see no more.
Till every action, each word I speak, completely changes and Christ is seen. By the renewing of my mind, I'll be transformed. Till every action, each word I speak, completely changes and Christ is seen. By the renewing of my mind, I'll be transformed.
Amen. Praise his name. Let's stand together if you would. Sing a little chorus, Only Believe. Ask our brother to come.
Only Oh,
us just bow our heads for a moment of prayer. Heavenly Father, again, we are so thankful that you gave us another opportunity this morning. And Lord, we trust it be your mercy and grace. The Lord will be able to use this opportunity wisely. Oh God, and spiritually, the Lord Jesus, as we gathered in this building, we've not only gathered here, Lord, as a people, and Lord, able to see each other, but Lord, we've gathered in here with your presence. And Father, we ask that you would help us this day. That's what we came here for, is to receive help from you. That Lord Jesus, we would further be confirmed in this life that we are the sons of God. And Lord, be conformed to the image of your Son. That everything about us, Lord, would be truly Jesus Christ the same today as you was yesterday and shall be forever. So open our understanding, Lord, we ask for revelation. Oh God, make this word today, as little as it may seem to some, Lord, make it real in our hearts.
Amen.
We ask it now again for your glory and your praise and honor. In your precious name we ask, our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Thank you, Lord. Praise his name. You may be seated for a moment. Amen. Before we read any scriptures, I'd like to read a couple quotes, and then we'll go into scripture. And I'd like to first mention a little bit about this again, about in the presence of God. And then after we renew our minds back to that, I want to speak a little bit about to respect God's presence. And I think it will help some of us if we've got our hearts open and our minds is cleared from the clutter of the world. And yeah, like I say, if we've got the right kind of hunger and desire this morning, I believe God will help some. So I first want to read in this little message, Influence, again, that we read the other day, I believe it was last Sunday, and read this paragraph 81 in Influence. It was preached August 3rd, 1963, paragraph 81. Jesus said, "Wherever two or three are gathered in my name, I'll be in their midst." Then that makes him in a world that we cannot see, that our five senses doesn't contact. Jesus Christ is here, present. If we could be conscious of that, and remember, not only here, but when you're walking down the street, wherever you are, you that profess to be believers and fear the Lord, remember the angels of God are moving with you wherever you are. And notice what he said there, to be believers and fear the Lord. I want you to remember that. We get a little further into this. They watch everything you do and every thought that goes through your mind. They know all about you. Therefore, we must be conscious of that. If we're not conscious of that, then you act anyway. So people mostly today, too many people are not conscious of the presence of the Lord Jesus. And that's the reason that we have these things that we have going on now. And that's right. All right, so we find it. When a person doesn't have this real true recognition, they're in the presence of God, wherever they're at. Now again, he said to those that profess to be born again, believers, the sons and daughters of God, and they don't have this full consciousness about them, that they're in the presence of God, how easy it is for them to get off track and do things that they really shouldn't do, because they're not conscious of that, of the presence of God. But I trust by going back into these things and then bringing it a little further, different channel, that it'll make you more aware and bring you to a greater recognition. Now remember, there's the cares of life and all these problems that goes on every day. You know, and like some things Brother Timothy was mentioned Thursday evening, you know, these are the things that clutters people's minds up. And they forget who they are, but about the presence of God being there, and you know, what God wants done in their life and what he's looking for in their life. Because everything just keeps cluttering and just really messing things up for what God wants. And that's what we have to be really careful of. But if we come to a full recognition of his Holy Spirit being in us, before us, all around us, oh, how much more careful we would be. But see, we lose contact of that. And that shouldn't be so. I honestly don't see how it can be when somebody truly has the Holy Spirit. Okay? So we find here, I want to read something else. Now this is in the Message Influence that I didn't read out of last week, because the one I read out of last week, he preached in 1963. This one's in 1964. And he says a lot of things in the same way, but we want to just hit on a few highlights here of what he's saying. Again, as I said before, we read some scripture. But in this message, this was March 15, 1964, and we'll begin here about paragraph 121. Now remember, he's bringing it out about Isaiah 6, about the young prophet Isaiah and dealing with the king Uzziah. And when he did, he looked up and he saw these seraphims. They had two wings over their faces and two wings over their feet, and were flying with two wings, crying, "Holy, holy, holy is the Lord God Almighty." And he repeats, "Holy, holy, holy. All of God is holy. Holy, holy, holy is the Lord God Almighty." Let's look at the vision the prophet saw and break it down. Two wings covered their faces. Now think of it. Even holy angels. Notice now, pay attention to everything he's saying, every word. Even holy angels had to hide their sinless faces. Holy angels that never got messed up like you and I. We were born in sin, shape, and iniquity. Came in this world speaking lies, cheating, stealing, tempers, all kinds of problems. Just an absolute total mess. But yet these sinless cherubims had to cover their holy, sinless faces. Wow. What respect. To stand in the presence of God, they had to do this. And was given wings to hide their face in the presence of that holy God. How are you and I going to stand there? Even if the serpents had to use wings, God provided a way to hide their face, to stand in his presence, to sing, "Holy, holy, holy is the Lord God Almighty." God provided wings for them so that while they was in the presence of God, and while they sang, they had wings to cover their holy, sinless face. Wow. Look what we need. Reverence in his presence. Reverence. Now notice something here. God provide them with something to hide their holy faces, their sinless faces. But yet, to give reverence is mentioned here. Hide their face so they could give reverence in the holy presence of God. People lose the, I don't know how to say it, the greatness, the magnificence, the powerfulness of the presence of God. We put him down on a level like us. That he was once a sinner. That he once was all messed up. But he has never been messed up. And he created all things. He is God. There is no greater. There is no power for. He's God. You see? Now we don't have any, he says, now we don't have any reverence to God. Everybody just thinks he is so secured. And if that ain't getting to be the point of message-believing people today. Well, Brother Steve, we're supposed to be secure. We're supposed to know we're sons and daughters. And I'm not so. Absolutely. But how should we present ourselves before God? As a know-it-all? I'm the great Son of God. You chose me, Lord. You owed it to me. That's about the attitude the biggest part of the message believing people have gotten to. Self-righteousness. They think they're so high and mighty. Kings their self. We are absolutely nothing other than what God allowed us to be. But because people have raised themselves up to this, then they can do wrong and it doesn't bother them. It doesn't bother me to do that. I'll just ask God to forgive me because I'm a son of God. Wow. A little bit of a wrong attitude there. You know? Now, we don't have any reverence to God. Everybody just thinks he's so secured. So they don't reverent God like they should. I want you to remember, this is after the seals. This is 1964. After all these messages of being sons of God and this, that, and the other, and the blood covered us and all that, which it has to be, and that's the way God made it. But yet, watch, after all these things it was brought, but we approach God like we're some tough, mighty, mouth rattle and mouthpiece that we think we're really something when we talk to him even. You're going to come down on my level and listen to me, Lord. He don't have to do anything. He is God. And he is in no respect of persons. No. They don't reverent God like they should. Why? Why do they do this? Because they're not conscious of his presence. Saints, as I go into these things and I, by God's grace, continue to grow and mature, and God lets me see things, I truly see what a mess I was in 15 years ago. And sometimes I can't even hardly believe it. But now I see why everything's going the directions it's going. Yeah. Because they're not conscious of his presence. That's the reason people do that. They don't recognize it. They can't. They can't comprehend that they're in the presence of God. Their minds become so perverted and taken up into things of the world till they don't even pay any attention to it. They go to church, sure. But to realize that they're in the presence of God, not only in a church, but wherever you are, you're in the presence of God. If they could do as David said, I put the Lord always before my face. Look at that simple thing. Few words that God placed in the Holy Scripture that people do not live by. We can repeat it, we can talk about it, but to really have it a living reality, it's not there in most of the people. I put the Lord always before my face. Therefore, I shall not be moved. As long as the Lord was before him, he could not be moved. And these heavenly sacrifice burners with wings over their faces and crying, "Holy, holy, holy," to stand in the presence of God, what will happen to a sinful people that won't reverence God? You say, well, Brother Branham, you just said that they're provided with two wings. Speaking of the seraphims. He said, and you are provided with something too. The blood of Jesus Christ. Again, I remind you, the blood of Jesus Christ is only to the elect. It's the only ones it's for. That's your covering. Oh, how we ought to appreciate the blood of Jesus Christ. Because otherwise, when you worship, you are a stinking, sloppy mess, making God sick. But when the blood of Jesus Christ has been applied, that's the only way he's going to listen. The only way. That's your covering. You don't stand as a seraphim. You don't stand as a cherubim. You don't stand as an angel. But you stand as a redeemed son or daughter of God. See there, Brother Steve, I'm a redeemed son of God. I told you I was something. That ain't the attitude he told us to take. By grace you are saved. Not of works. By works, you'd have room to boast in yourself then. But you're saved by grace. Yeah. Not by what you did or I did or anything. It's grace. Yeah. And that's what people forget about. They are saved by grace. Oh, they like all the things that lifts them up, but they forget all about the simple things. Could you imagine the attitude some people's getting today in this message and then go in a rapture and then gather around that great table to sup with him? And could you imagine somebody like that sitting around the table crying and then wiping their tears and saying, "Cry no more"? Maybe said, "Oh, ain't you glad I made it, Lord? You chose me. I'm a son of God." Yeah. He wouldn't need that to wipe no tears from you. That attitude. Yeah. Because you think God owes you everything. Yeah. Whatever God does, he does by his grace. Yeah. And that's what people are forgetting by not recognizing the presence of God. But you stand as a redeemed son or daughter of God by his blood. You don't have to have these wings that they had. They're a special covering for them in that presence. But you've got the blood of Jesus Christ for a covering to stand there, see? If you've got the blood, then you honor God. You love God. You respect God. And God is the Word. Oh, God is the Word. Yeah. Wonder how many of us really respect the Word now or say we can respect God now. If we're not respecting his word, if we were respecting his word, he'd speak and, "Yes, Lord." But if we don't respect his word, he speaks and, "I'm going to try. I'll get around it when I can. I want to do that. Eventually, brother, I'd like to do that in my life." No. They need much respect. What do you do when you respect somebody? Huh? What they used to do years ago? Men, of course, about always wear hats back then. They tipped their hat. Yeah. Shook their hands. And greetings. And respect. Yeah. lady walked through the door, they tipped her hat, greetings, you know, because they respected. Yeah. Well, friends, what do you think about God? Oh, how respectful we should come in here.
Amen.
And walk daily before Him and respect Him, knowing His presence, being conscious of His presence is always near and there with us. Now notice, secondly, with two wings they covered their feet. And what did that mean? Humility before God in His presence. Like Moses at the burning bush. Now pay attention, I'm going to read scripture in a little bit. Like Moses at the burning bush took off his shoes when he heard Him say, I am that I am. Wow. Paul on his road to Damascus, he fell on his face. And yet today, the presence of God could be in this building and a worship going forth and people won't even raise their hands.
Right.
And that's the preacher or the song leader says, let's raise our hands. And we don't even raise our hands showing surrender to that worship to God. Oh. And you respecting? Not when examples like this fell to the face, took the shoes off. Oh, yeah. And there's more than that. You watch anybody that ever come into the presence of God, they always should respect. Yeah. John, when he saw the Spirit of God above, Jesus said, I have need to be baptized. Or he said, John said, when he saw the Spirit of God above Jesus, he said, I have need to be baptized of thee. Why comest thou unto me? John the Baptist, this great preacher, and Jesus come in His presence. Oh, Lord, I need Thee. I need Thee to baptize me. Oh, God. Here is a good example. Always be conscious of your littleness, not your bigness. Always remember that. If you don't remember anything else today when you leave, I hope you can remember that. Always be conscious of your littleness, not your bigness. Oh my. Today, we Americans so much that we try to think that we're big somebody. We belong to something big, some big organization, some great big something. Our great big is all we see. And one time in the Bible, we have an example of that. There was a prophet went back in the cave, Elijah. And God was trying to attract his attention to come out. And there come the fire and smoke and blusterous waves across the mountains and thunder and earthquakes and shakings and everything else. But the prophet never even moved. God wasn't even in it, he thought, you see. But when that still small voice spoke,
amen,
he covered his face and come forward. Look at that still small voice that speaks today while we're in here today and speaking your hearts through His Word. When the still small voice of God's Word speaks, not a racket, not our big denominations, not our big something, but that still small voice of the Word that's looked over. I wonder how much this Word today will be looked over. Or if it will be fully taken into measurement in our lives. That should call a man to repentance. God in His Word. Yet He covered His feet and become consciousness. Our littleness before God, He says again. Our littleness before God. Oh my. Let us all stand. Let's give respect and honor God's Word as we read it. Exodus 3, and we'll begin the first verse. Brother Branham spoke about it a little bit. We want to read the scripture. Exodus 3 and 1. Now Moses kept the flock of Jethro, his father-in-law, the priest of the Midian, and led the flock to the backside of the desert, and came to the mountain of God, even to Horeb. And the angel of the Lord appeared unto him in a flame of fire out of the midst of the bush, of a bush. And he looked, and he behold, the bush burned with fire, and the bush was not consumed. And Moses said, I will now turn aside and see this great sight, why the bush is not burnt. And when the Lord saw that he turned aside to see, God called unto him out of the midst of the bush and said, Moses, Moses. And he said, Here am I. And he said, Draw not nigh hither. Put off thy shoes from off of thy feet, for the place whereof thou standest is holy ground. Moreover, he said, I am the God of thy father, the God of Abraham, the God of Isaac, and the God of Jacob. And Moses hid his face, for he was afraid. In other words, he feared to look upon God. May the Lord bless you in his word. You may be seated. Now, there's a great man right there, Moses. When he came into the presence of God, he hid his face.
Amen.
Wow. Look at the thinking that must have been going through Moses' mind. The great God that created everything took the time to come down and speak to Moses. And Moses could not let God see his face. There was such reverence and respect. How he must have been thinking of the greatness of God, of how great God was, and how little he must have seen himself. If Moses was seeing himself as some great person upon the earth, even after his commission he was sent for. But he was, if he'd have been looking at himself like that, look what he could have been. Look how he could have stood there in the presence of God and held his face up high. I am a chosen of God. But no, in humility, he hid his face, as great as he was. His face. Makes me think, what is our attitude when the presence of God even comes in here? What is our attitude? Do we even recognize, are we even conscious of Him being here to deal with us, to guide us, and to take us through, and to give us the word that we have need of to bring us to the fullness of the stature, because it's no man, but it's the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
That leads and guides. The man ain't got nothing to do with it. I don't care what man stands behind a pulpit, the man has nothing to do with it. It's what God does to the man. You see?
Amen.
It's God's way of dealing with his people. He lays upon their heart, their thoughts, what he wants spoken. And then they just are a mouthpiece to speak what he wants spoken.
Amen.
But it's his word that is important.
Amen.
For that is his voice.
Amen.
Are you able to hear God's still small voice today? That will take you further on and give you paths of righteousness to walk on. And be pleasing in his sight. Are you able to listen? Are you able to hear? Let me read in Matthew 15, if you want to read with me here. Matthew 15 will be in 21st verse. We'll just read a few scriptures here. And then we'll go some more quotes. Matthew 15, 21. Then Jesus went thence. Now remember, who is Jesus? In the beginning was the Word. The Word was with God, and the Word was God, and the Word was made flesh. Who is that? Jesus Christ. And dwell among us. Then Jesus went thence and departed into the coast of Tyre and Sidon. And behold, a woman of Canaan came out of the same coast and cried unto him, saying, Have mercy on me, O Lord. Sometimes I wonder, thousands of people in this message, when was the last time they cried, O Lord, have mercy on me? Maybe they'd done something that should have been done. But there was no cry of mercy. It was just, O Lord, your blood is there, forgive me, I'm going on with this. Oh my, the attitudes. O Lord, thou son of David, my daughter is grievously vexed with the devil. But he answered her not a word. And his disciples came and besought him, saying, Send her away, for she crieth after us. But he answered and said, I am not sent but unto the lost sheep of the house of Israel. Then came she and worshipped him. Oh my. Talk about respect. Remember now, Jesus was in a flesh body. What made it so different that she would go worship him and not somebody else? King Herod or somebody else? She recognized the presence of God. Then came she and worshipped him, saying, Lord, help me. When's the last time we asked God to help us? I don't need no help. I'm a son of God. I was in the thoughts of God. I'm going through regardless. I can't be lost. When's the last time you cried out? Then came she and worshipped him, saying, Lord, help me. But he answered and said, It is not meet to take the children's bread and to cast it to dogs. Wow. Can you imagine if the Lord Jesus would stand up here today and call us dogs? And she said, Truth. Lord, truth, my ruler. She made him ruler regardless whether he wanted to be or not. Truth, my ruler. You are my Lord. Regardless how bad I am, you are my Lord. Yet the dogs eat of the crumbs which fall from their master's table. She knew she was like a dog. Yet the dogs eat from the crumbs of the master's table. She didn't have herself all puffed up, did she? But yet Jesus said, I never saw such faith as this. On all the land. And she gave her heart's desire. And Brother Bram said, because she had respects. She respected God. She respected God that was in that flesh form. Wow. Acts 9. Let's turn real quickly to Acts 9. Acts 9 and first verse. And Saul, yet breathing out threatenings and slaughter against the disciples of the Lord, went unto the high priest and desired of him letters to Damascus, to the synagogues, that if he found any of this way, whether they were men or women, he might bring them bound unto Jerusalem. And as he journeyed, he came near Damascus, and suddenly there shined around about him a light from heaven. And he fell to the earth. Took up in original Hebrew or Greek, it says he fell prostrate to his face. And that's why Brother Branham mentioned about Apostle Paul going to his face. He fell to the earth and heard a voice saying unto him, Saul, Saul, why persecutest thou me? And he said, Who art thou? Ruler. And if he is your Lord, he is your ruler.
Amen.
Your sufficiency lies within Jesus Christ, not within yourself.
Amen.
My Lord. Oh, hallelujah. And he said, Who art thou, Lord? And the Lord said, I am Jesus, whom thou persecutest. It is hard for thee to kick against the pricks. And he trembling. Wow. Old Paul wasn't as big as he thought he was a few moments ago, was he? He was a pretty tough guy there for a few moments. But when he got into the presence of God, he wasn't very tough. He seen how insufficient he was. And he trembling and astonished, said, Lord, what wilt thou have me to do? When is that the last time you said, Lord, what wilt thou have me to do? This day, as I rise out of this bed, will thou have me to do, Lord? Remember, he's the ruler.
Amen.
You're the prisoner to the ruler.
Amen.
You can't do anything without him
right.
Telling you what to do. What's happening to the big I ams in this message? The self-sufficient ones. The all spiritual almighties. They miss something.
Amen.
They miss something very special. And him trembling and astonished said, Lord, what wilt thou have me to do? And the Lord said, Arise and go into the city. Oh, I feel His Holy Spirit on this. Hallelujah. Glory to His name. Arise. And go into the city, and it shall be told thee what thou must do. Paul wasn't very tough then, was he? No. Paul had made contact with the presence of God.
Amen.
And the men which journeyed with him stood speechless, hearing a voice. See no man. They still knew the presence of something was around. They were speechless. They couldn't figure out what was being said. And Saul arose from the earth. God always has a way to knock us down and get us back up the right way. And Saul rose from the earth, and when his eyes were opened, he saw no man. But they led him by the hand and brought him into Damascus. Now, Paul was going into Damascus with a little different attitude now, wasn't he? Whole different attitude. Because he made contact with the presence of the Almighty.
Amen.
Oh, what different attitudes many would have today if they really made contact with the true Almighty. Wow. Amen. And he was 3 days without sight. And neither did he nor eat nor drink. And there was a certain disciple at Damascus named Ananias. And to him said the Lord in a vision, Ananias. And he said, Behold, I am here, Lord. Ruler. Is he truly our ruler? And the Lord said unto him, Arise, and go into the street which is called Straight, and inquire in the house of Judas for one called Saul of Tarsus. For behold, he prayeth, and hath seen in a vision a man named Ananias coming in, putting his hand on him, that he might receive his sight. And Ananias answered, Lord, I've heard by many this man how much evil he must or hath done, to thy saints at Jerusalem. And here he hath authority from the chief priest to bind all that call on thy name. But the Lord said unto him, Go thy way. For he is a chosen vessel unto me to bear my name before the Gentiles and kings and the children of Israel. For I will show him how much things he must suffer for my name's sake. And Ananias went his way and entered into the house, and putting his hands on him, said, Brother Saul, the Lord, our ruler, even Jesus, that appeared unto thee in the way as thou camest, hath sent me, that thou mightest receive thy sight and be filled with the Holy Ghost. Oh God, fill us all with the Holy Ghost. Amen. And immediately there fell from his eyes as it had been scales, and he received sight forthwith and arose and was baptized. Do you see what happened when God was respected? His presence was noticed. You'll always find God always moves on the scene.
Amen.
I don't care where you go. Once you recognize the presence of God. Oh, what a lesson for this little group of people. What a lesson. In respects, God demands respects. You've got to have it. You ever get anything from God, you're going to respect God. And you must do it from your heart, the bottom of your heart. You must do it. Oh, God. Amen. Don't mean to be so emotional, but I'm seeing ahead. You're not seeing it. In respects, paragraph 45, I want to take a subject from there of respects. Reading here, David crying out to the Lord. Respects is what we owe to God. And that's one thing that I would like to drill this to the heart of every person here tonight. That in all things that we see going on, we must give respects to it. We must respect it. And David said that when they were very few men of Israel, perhaps Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, who he's speaking of, very few men, that he rebuked nations and kings for them. God rebuked the nations and kings, saying, "Touch not my anointed and do my prophets no harm." Over in Ecclesiastes, 12th chapter and 13th verse, it's written like this. Let us hear the conclusion of the whole matter. Fear God and keep His commandments. For this is the full duty of man. Oh. The conclusion of the whole matter is to fear God. And when you cannot have respects, or he says, and when, and he stops here, you cannot have respects until you have fear. You've got to have fear of God. Solomon said also in Proverbs that the fear of God is the beginning of wisdom. The fear of God, he repeats again, the beginning of wisdom. Now that don't mean that you're afraid of him, but that means that you're giving him respects and reverence. When you respect God, you fear God. You fear that you might displease Him in some way. Oh, how we need that more.
Amen.
You fear that you may displease Him in some way. You fear lest you would do something wrong. And you won't want to do it. I fear my mother. I fear my wife. I fear my church. I fear all God's servants. Lest I should put a stumbling block somewhere in their way. I fear the people. I fear the people of the city. And lest I should do something wrong that would cause them to think that I wasn't a Christian. Wow. See, you've got to, before you can have respects, you've got to have fear. And God demands it. He demands respects. God does. He demands it. And fear brings it. And we know that fear brings respects. Oh my. What is this meaning to me? As an individual, before God, what does it mean to me? Does my every action show that I respect God in His presence? When I come in this building, does it show I respect Him? So what do you mean, Brother Steve? Do I show I respect God? Now remember, I read it to you again. God promised, where two or three are gathered in my name, He said, in their midst I will be. Do I come through that door knowing that God is here, the only one true God, is here and His presence is here? How is my approach to that when I come through that door to worship Him? Is there for a moment that my mind would go off into something, thinking about the job, the family, what fun I'm going to have tomorrow, pleasures. When this great God is here with us, and knowing that He searcheth the brains and knows the hearts of every man, woman, and child. And to know that if anything is there like that, His presence is here. Open it and see it. If I come in with godly fear, not wanting to do anything wrong, I don't want to have my mind on anything, Lord, other than I'm here right now. I'm here for help, Lord. I need Thee, Lord. Give me revelation, Lord. Remember, He knows everything. You're in His presence. What's it mean to me to walk through that door? Huh? I could say some things, friends. Maybe I'll say tonight. I don't know. I feel reserved from it right now. But it would hurt you very bad. God gives you the opportunity to do everything perfect before Him. Precise. Exact. The way He wants it. He gives you that opportunity. It's up to you what you do. But God knows everything. Search at the reins. He's God. Amen. And I know He's here.
Amen.
I feel with a prostrate on my face. His presence is here so great. I love Him. Let's all stand. Just kneel where you're at and ask God to help you, whatever you have need of. Amen. Oh God, my kind Lord Jesus, I love You. I appreciate You. Oh God. I ask, Lord, that You would deal with our hearts as individuals. Thou knowest, oh God, everything about us. Thou searchest the reins, knows our thoughts. Thou knowest, Lord, what our very desire is, O God. How we need You, O Lord, O God, how we need You. Our lives to be completely conformed to the image of Your Son. Oh, what a great thing to take place in a man or woman's life, Lord. Oh, God, I ask that You would help me, Lord, to see. Give me eyes to have, Lord. That I may see everything, Lord, that You want me to see in this day and hour. Lord, make it so real to me, so alive and so genuine. Lord, we live in a world where things are so filthy and so carnal, Lord. But, oh, God, I want a genuine God in my life and control, Lord. Oh, hallelujah, hallelujah. I appreciate You, Lord. Oh, I love You, Father. You're so wonderful. I appreciate Your mercy and grace, Lord. Oh, God. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Oh, how great Thou art, Father. Oh, Jesus, I appreciate You. Oh, Lord, hallelujah, I love You, Father, I appreciate You. Lord, deal with every heart here today, Lord, if it's Your mercy and grace to do so, Lord, oh God. Draw every man, woman, and young person, Lord, closer to Thee. Oh, Lord, let it be a reality, Lord. Hallelujah. Oh, in Your presence, Lord, we thank You for Your mercy and grace.
Hallelujah. Thank you for your grace and mercy in my life. Oh, God, I see without you I could do nothing. I would truly be gone for sure, Lord, if it wasn't for you. Oh, Lord. Hallelujah. I love you, Father. Oh, God. I appreciate your mercy. Oh, God. Flow through me, Holy Spirit. Oh, God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Lord Jesus. I appreciate your mercy and grace, Lord. Oh, God. So wonderful you are. Oh, God, I surrender all to thee, Lord Jesus. I surrender all. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Praise God, hallelujah. Lord, I love you, Father. Praise God, hallelujah. Oh, sweet Savior. I thank thee, oh God. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. I appreciate your mercy and grace, Lord. May each one of these people, Lord, take it with them in their hearts. Oh, God, I love you, Father. Thank you, Father, for mercy and grace. Hallelujah. Let us all stand. Praise God. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Hallelujah. Let your sisters come to the instruments. We want to sing a little chorus. Thank you, Lord, for your love. Thank you, Father. Sing a little chorus in his presence. Amen. In the presence of Jehovah, God Almighty, praise. They come dismiss us. In the presence of Jehovah, God Almighty, Prince of Peace.
Thank you, Lord.
Prince of Peace.
Oh, hallelujah.
Lord, we are truly thankful for the opportunity we've had to be here this day. Lord, we ask that you take these precious words and these scriptures that have been read, and Lord, magnify it into our hearts. Lord, we often say, Lord, sometimes it's just a way of speaking to you. But Lord, may it really truly mean more to us as we speak to you and talk to you. Lord, you are the great I am. Lord, you're here with us, in us. Lord, not only in this building, but wherever we walk. And Lord, may that reality be grow greater in my everyday living, when it's just me as a housewife standing in my house. The presence of God is there with me. If I'm a husband and I'm on a job, the presence of the Lord is there with us. You're all around us, Lord, and you're everywhere. You know us, you see, search us, and you're watching over us, Lord. And may we truly give you the great reverence and respect that's due you. Lord, open our eyes greater into your precious word and reveal to us, Lord. Don't let us be as so many that because of they feel they have revelation, they've lifted themselves up, Lord, and become of a people that don't need you anymore, Lord. They're self-sufficient, so to speak. But Lord, may we see without you, we are nothing. And if it wasn't for your mercy and grace, and should you lift your hand, oh God, where would we be? We thank you, Lord, for your mercy and grace. We thank you for the love that we can see you shed. And we thank you, Lord, that for the blood that is covering us as we stand here this evening, morning. Lord, you are so great. We appreciate you. Lord, bring us back. If you should tarry at the next appointed time, and may we come with our hearts open, ready to receive those things that you would have for us. And Lord, come expecting. Oh God, may we truly come expecting to hear from you, we pray. And we ask all these things in the lovely, precious name of the Lord Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior. Amen. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. In the presence of Jehovah,
yes, Lord.
God Almighty, Prince of Peace,
yes, Lord.
Amen. Bless you. You're all dismissed. Amen. Amen.